From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina. In Citrus County, commissioners are putting a halt to an alleged illegal sand mining operation. In a meeting on Monday, they directed their attorney to seek an injunction against Lecanto Sand. Commissioners say the company has been mining without the required approvals and say the operation has to stop. Janet Barek is a Citrus County commissioner.
We need to approve the attorney to do what she needs to do and have the chair sign whatever papers are needed, because when we say cease and desist, it means stop right now, not tomorrow or not 6 weeks from now.
The county attorney says she'll file the request with the court and expects to have a hearing on the matter in about 6 months. In Stark, Santa Fe College will hold a ribbon cutting for a new facility. It's for the Associate of Science in Nursing degree program. The building is located on the campus of the North Florida Technical College, which is run by Bradford County Public Schools. Santa Fe College says the facility was renovated using $4 million in grant funding from the state. That ribbon cutting is scheduled for this Wednesday at 10 a.m. A blue-green algae alert has been lifted in Hernando County. The Florida Department of Health issued it back in June for Silver Lake Campground at the Withlacoochee State Forest. The Department of Health says harmful algae toxins were found in the water. The department says people now can swim in the water, but to stay away if the algae blooms pop up again. Businesses in Inverness will soon pay more for trash services. Today, the City Council will hear an update on commercial sanitation rates that will raise the cost by 5.5%. That's according to the Citrus County Chronicle. The increase is directly based on the Consumer Price Index, which measures the change in the prices consumers pay over time. In Crystal River, people will have more space to drive golf carts. They say the idea is to expand access to places like Crystal River High School and the Coastal Region Library. Last week, council members voted to expand designated golf cart routes. Officials also approved lowering the speed limit on Southeast 8th Avenue to just 25 miles per hour. Council members also say they're working with the Florida Department of Transportation to create golf cart crossings at Three Sisters Springs Trails and Fort Island Trails. This is Morning Edition from WUFT. I'm Kristen Shermont-Spina.
The latest weather forecast